Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name is Paul B. Edwards.
My name is Tony Hearn.
It's been a bit of a week. I'll tell you about it shortly. But straight up, we've been promising this for a while, and I'm finally now back in touch with Japan Files. I'm very, very pleased to say they were updating their website and doing things. And we had a request from I can't remember who for this band. This is this song is like an entire episode of Punky in 3.5 minutes. This is Cantoy. Loud up. So that was Cantoy and Loud Up, Tony.
Nice.
Properly nice, properly. I just said while we were listening to it, it's almost like four songs that could have been on Punky in one song, isn't it? Brilliant. Mm. That's from their new album, which I believe is called Misfire, but I have managed to not have that to hand as well. I'm doing really well this week. What is Cantoy's website?
Cantoy.com?
No, Cantoy.jp. Cantoy. And it's in Japanese, but there is a translate option on it, so you can find out all about them. A very, very interesting band. You're listening to Project Marv underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Now then, what I've got for you now in the first half of this show, and I'm calling the first half of this show Mad.
Okay.
Because we're playing four Mad songs. The second half chills itself out. but the first half is mad. And nothing madder than this week's contribution to Poetry Corner, which I'm going to say to you, I'm going to stick my nose out here, Tony,
okay,
and say this is possibly the best and the worst poem that's ever been sent in to Poetry Corner.
Right, okay.
And thank you to Big Papa Bear. I'll give him his full title at the end of it. If you have a poem for Punky Radio, do email paulieb at punkyradio.com. Title your email, Poetry Corner. That's what Big Papa Bear did. I think this was his second go, because the first one he came through, well, he explained himself. He says, "Damn my stubby chip shovels, hitting send instead of delete," when he sent half the poem through first. But anyway, here goes. This is The Ballad of Uncle Randy. Twatty Uncle Randy screwed his family bandy. A stupid stunt by a greedy cunt was so snide it went worldwide. The punky boy stopped the noise, called him a twat, just like that. But we can't deny twats in short supply, so it seemed insane not to twat him again. So Tony stopped house hunting and called the cunting money-grubbing prick with a used limp dick a twat once again. And a star insane was well impressed, got undressed and sent Paul her used knickers. He got so excited he choked on a Snickers.
I like it.
I know, it's mental, properly mental. And then it signs off, "Love to your mothers, Big Papa Bear, the Salford Salami Stroker, disappointing women, one poke at a time." And that, yes, and well done, because that has incorporated quite a bit of punky there, and the true Ballad of Uncle Randy, who is a twat, as we know.
He is a twat. Yeah.
Now, I also have a little joke for you here. This has come through from Glumbongo, pissed off in the Congo, who's got a nice line in short gags. Here goes. He says, if you have a joke for me, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, tighten your email, Comedy Suburbs. Here goes, this week's entry. "I just put all the Halloween stuff back in the loft and took a quick shifty at the Christmas decorations, and I spotted a present I forgot to give the kids. It's such a shame, they'd have loved that kitten." Thank you very much to the pair of you, and do keep these things coming. I like to get them a lot. Have I said you're listening to Project Marv underneath us?
I think so.
I might. Well, you are anyway. Yeah. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Next track. This came through by happy accident. I was in touch with Johnny and Jackie from Devilish Prezi last week, and they mentioned that they'd just brought out a new single, and there's a video for it. And the video is really good. The single itself has got a mad middle bit in it. You'll hear it. You'll know what I'm on about. It's when there's some crazy singing in this, is what I'm trying to get around to. This is the second single from their absolutely brilliant Dark Triad album. You're going to love it. What I want to know is, though, Tony, what is Devilish Presley's website?
DevilishPresley.co.uk.
No, DevilishPresley.com. Oh, you're close. Paulie being internet too, Tony Neil. This is great. I created a monster.
Yeah, it rocks, it never stops. Hell, it rocks, it never stops. Yeah, it rocks, it never stops. Yeah, it rocks, it never stops. Never stops. Creature of mine, baby, you'll find me in my own mind. I created a monster. It's running wild, it's a crazy child. Nature defied. The monster. Stops. Yeah, it rocks, it never stops. Hell, it rocks.
listening to Midnight Configuration underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Devilish Presley, I Created a Monster. Do check that out. Do download it. Do see the video. Just type I Created a Monster, Devilish Presley into YouTube. You'll find it. And do get the latest album, The Dark Tide. Absolutely brilliant. Now then, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Ooh.
Thank you for all your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave the comment. Search for our page. Search for Punky Radio. You'll find the radio station page. Click on that. Like the page. Leave the comment on our wall. It's an alternative to voting for us on Podcast Alley, but please do still vote for us if you get a moment. Go to punkyradio.com. The top of the screen is important. Please vote for his link. Hit that. Enter your email address and a subject in a comment, and we'll read your votes up. Also, a quick note. We now have a Google Plus page.
Oh, God.
Yeah, another thing to check. But they started doing pages this week, so we got in quite early.
Excellent.
But easy way to do it. It's on. I posted on our Facebook wall, or you can go to gplus.2, that's T-Z-T-O/Punky Radio. And that will take you to our Google Plus page.
I didn't know about that. I shall have a look at that after we've made the show.
I have no idea what to do with it, but you know, leave us a comment and we'll see where we go with it. But there you go.
Let's just see what happens.
Exactly. Here's the last five Facebook comments. From Graham Holland.
Graham!
Anyone out there in Punky Radio land want to join me for Goldblaze Liverpool gig, 2nd of December? So if you do want to go and see Goldblaze with I Graham, please do let him know. Probably
they'll be fantastic. They're just such a great band live. Really, really brilliant.
Next up, Simon Knott. Great show, fellas. Two People Like You bands, Crumbums and The Brains played. Get in. Cheers, Simon. And thank you.
And I saw Simon last night, actually.
Yeah, great.
I'll be talking about that later on in the show.
Fat Boy, just listening to the Ear Infection album. It's not that bad for a freebie. Thank you very much, John.
Oh, right, that was the one with all the free punk stuff on it.
Yeah, it was a couple of weeks ago, I think, wasn't it?
Yeah. Well done, man. I'm glad you had a look at it.
Aubrey Hansen, great job on the beds this week, Tony. Thank you very much. Oh, we. And finally, another one from John.
Was that it?
yeah, that's it. Another one from John, just 2 hours ago on Facebook, saying, what, no Punky podcast? Yeah, sorry, we're a day late, but we're recording it now.
My fault.
Both my fault. Probably, I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, who knows? I'm happy to take the blame. Don't worry, Fat Boy, you're in it now.
Yeah. And you're on it, so there you go. That's it.
Yeah. That's it. Well, that's very beautifully done. Something else that's really beautifully done, Tony, is Miho Wada. Oh, I like Miho Wada. And do you remember when we played that live version of a track called Mihozilla, and I said that I'd really, really want a studio version of it because it just looks so brilliant?
Yeah.
She's only gone and sent it.
Nice.
And, this is mad. I know we've played the song before, but we played the live version, and this one's just off the sheet for nuts. This is just completely nuts. Oh, anyway, we'll talk about it afterwards. Mihozilla.
Don't.
fag buttons.
That is Miho Wada, Mihozilla. That is properly mad, yes.
Yes.
Yes. You listen to Guana Bats on these right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
Okay.
What is Miho Wada's website?
MihoWada.jp?
No, MihoWada.com.
Oh.
She's from New Zealand.
Oh.
Yeah, I know. That's the crazy nature of this week's show, Tony. It's all just so crazy. We had a Japanese band that did an absolutely mad song. Then we had a British band that did a song called I Created a Monster. Then we had a song about a monster, Mihozilla's Gonna Get Ya, from Miho Wada, who is Japanese, New Zealand, I think. And now, as if things weren't mad enough, and Miho, thank you so much. I just absolutely love that. As I say, you're listening to Guana Bats underneath us right now. You're about to hear an interview I did with Zombina herself on Zombina and the Skeletones, who I saw at a gig on Halloween, which I may or may not have. I don't think I've had time to mention it, have I?
No, I don't think so, no.
No, I haven't. It was at the Bloomsbury Lanes. Absolutely fantastic venue, and it's a relatively short interview. And then we'll be going into the song at the end of the interview, which is brilliant. And then there'll be a song after that, and then we'll speak to you again, all right?
Yeah.
Right now, it's probably being Internet 3, Tony Neil, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's quite weird. Enjoy this. This is me and Zombie. There's a lot of background noise on this. Do excuse it. We were in a busy place. We couldn't do anything about it.
Poorly Beat Punky Radio, joined once again, first time in long time, by Zombina from Zombina and the Skeletons. Hello.
Hello.
So how do you feel about Teenage Caveman Beat Gargantua getting to number one? It's absolutely brilliant. You must be so pleased.
Yeah, we are. We're elated.
You know, it's taken so much work, and it's been such a brilliant viral campaign.
Yeah. We've been going on it for about a year, really.
Well, it's not a particularly new song, is it? It's been around for a while, so why did you decide to bring that out for now?
We just thought it was kind of a Halloween fun part of that. You know, it was kind of like, it wasn't about ghouls and ghosts and stuff, and I guess a lot of people think that that is all we're about, and they don't know about all our space songs and
so
teenage songs.
So does this mean it's time for a change of direction then?
No, we've always had all that stuff, but I guess it's just a nice time to draw attention to it.
Like Bauhaus never said they would never have got banned, but they brought out Bela Lugosi's Dead, and it kind of makes you a bit gothy, so
yeah.
There's always going to be that side to you. It's going to be a horror, pop, horror punk sort of band.
Yeah.
But the space stuff. By the way, you're doing a gig this evening. We're at the Bloomsbury Lanes. You've played it before, have you?
Yeah, we have, yeah.
It's a great venue,
about
isn't
six
it?
6 months ago, yeah, it's amazing.
You said you're talking about space. Will you be playing Red Planet tonight?
Yeah.
Nice. You know,
yeah, we just started doing it again.
Brilliant. I love it.
Well.
So you've just been in Europe. Where have you been? Which countries?
We went to Paris, Berlin, Prague, Chemnitz.
Where is Chemnitz?
Den Haag, Leiden.
Where is Chemnitz? You say Chemnitz, they go, I don't know where it is.
It's in Germany.
Oh, it's in Germany,
yeah.
Right.
I don't know where.
If you've heard of Chemnitz or you listen to Punky Radio and you're currently in Chemnitz, maybe you can send an email to poorlybeat@punkyradio.com. It's on your email. I live in Chemnitz.
Especially, or if you played in the club, because it's a really cool punk club that a lot of bands have played at, called Subway to Pizza.
Subway to Pizza.
Very small, and it's in an obscure town, but a lot of bands.
So how did you end up getting books for there, or have you got a European tour booker, or how does it work?
We've got different booking agents for different territories, sort of thing. Like, we've got an agent
different
in Italy.
Territories.
Yeah, territories. We've got one in Spain, and we kind of do the rest at the moment. We do the rest through various contacts, but it's Doc Horror that's doing it right now.
So you're trusting in these days, are you?
Yeah.
What's going to be coming up for Zombina and the Skeletons over the next few months then?
Well, we're releasing the vinyl single, 7-inch of the Teenage Caveman Beat Gargantua, and Future Life is the B side, but it's kind of a double A side because
Future Life is so good.
Thank you. I like it. We love it.
Well, it's interesting you said that. So that's out now, is it?
The vinyl.
The vinyl's out now.
No. Doing a pre-order. on the merch store tonight because we haven't had it done yet. Right. But it's coming out soon, like November.
Congratulations on Teenage Caveman making number one.
Thank you.
However, we played that the other week. So I'll tell you what, why don't we... Is it all right if we play Future Life?
Yeah.
Is it all right if we play that now?
Yeah, totally.
Maybe you can introduce it.
Please do. This one's called Future Life.
Oh, you do more than that.
What can I say?
Can you say something like this? This is Zombina,
and this song's about living in the future and going crazy. It's called Future Life.
Society.
Not your enemy.
was the Mutators an anti-class, Tony?
Okay, cool.
They're a band from Singapore that got in touch with me via email, paulieb@funkyradio.com, saying, would you play us on the show? And damn straight we will. Fantastic. So, hello, Mutators. That's quite slow for Punky, but I have a feeling that they've got some faster stuff that they may be sending us before long. Before that, you heard Zombino and the Skeletones' Future Life. And, again, which is the sort of double A-side with Teenage Caveman Beat Gargantua, which, again, is a great video that I watched the other day. Feel free to watch that. And Future Life sounds really sort of B-52s here. I'm just loving Zombino at the moment. What is Zombino and the Skeletones' website, Tony?
Zombino.com.
No, zombino.de, Paulie Bean Internet 4, Tony Neil. And the Mutators have a Facebook page.
Okay.
Which you haven't got a chance of getting. So I'm going to give you the point.
Oh, thank you very much.
Because it's facebook.com/pages/mutators and then a load of numbers. But I've got a feeling if you just type in Mutators into Facebook, you'll find it. So Paulie Bean Internet 4, Tony 1. More information on Mutators. In future weeks, you listen to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks to him, such a great job. The Benz this week, Tony.
That's okay.
Have you got a gig guide?
I do.
Does that mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide 12 bar? Yep, it's 12 bar club, still on Denmark Street in London. They haven't got a gig on Sunday, so I'm going to do Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Those days.
Yes. Here we go. So Thursday, so the 10th, obviously. Tomorrow night. Piefinger and Simon Breed. How much do you think that is?
Do you know, I've got no idea at all. Thursday night. £5.
£6.
Oh!
Yeah. Friday night. The Witch Doctors, Pope, The Grave Robbers, The Savage Kicks, and The Wanna Beatles.
Is this London Calling, or it's is a, this...
Is it? It's the Bonnie and Clyde Renegades.
It's the Bonnie and Boo. Clyde. Sounds brilliant.
Yeah. How much do you think it is?
£6.
It is.
Yeah. Fine. That comes with the Punky seal of approval. Any Bonnie and Clyde. I should try and get down on those sometime, but I just don't have any Fridays.
You're generally always working, aren't you? Fridays.
Yeah.
Saturday night. King Hammond, The Estimators, and Offbeat Offensive. How much do you think that is?
Oh, you're not giving me any more information about that. That's just
that's all I've got.
I'm going to go with £6 again.
It's £10.
£10.
£10, and it says
I've
in
had
advance.
A bit of a bear this week, haven't I?
You got one out of three.
Rubbish.
But it's alright. You're winning on your way, so.
Yeah, fair enough. So that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide 12 Bar. And here's another band we've never played before, Tony. A band from the US of A called The Commuters. I think they're from New York. And they also got in touch via email direct and said, listen, we got this new single out, can you play it? I went, yeah, sure. So, as I say, this is a slower second half than the first half. I hope you appreciate that. The first half was so full on, I thought we needed to relax. Tony, what is The Commuters' website?
TheCommuters.com.
It is. Tony 2, Paulie B and the Internet 4, as I make my way.
Reflect.
Upside Downer.
You're listening to the Chop Tops underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
So, did you do anything last week?
No, lots of house chasing up. We had to. Right. You had all sorts of probate discussions. Oh, it's great fun.
Yeah, that sounds fascinating.
Yeah. Yourself?
Jeez Louise, was I busy. Since I last saw you, or since we last spoke, in fact, I went to the Zombina gig, which was entirely brilliant. Had a great time and met punky listener Kevin, who was the guy who went up to get his hair cut by Felix after listening to this show.
Oh, nice.
And his girlfriend Sarah, and they know how to drink. Okay. Oh, yes. And we had a right good time, and the band were fantastic, and I missed the last train, ended up staying in South London. Uh-oh. Then, I'm trying to think what else I've done since. I did 3 nights at the Comedy Cafe, or did I? For information on that...
Okay.
You should have a look at my latest blog, Paulie B, PoorlyBee, .blogspot.com. Because what happened was very interesting indeed. And last night, Tuesday, I went to see the Dark Shadows and the Veronas and a band replacing Deadbeat, who was supposed to be on, as mentioned in the last show, Pussycat and the Dirty Johnson.
Oh, really?
It was fantastic. It was like it was like Pokey Night.
Yeah.
And the amount of people there, were a couple of the guys from Rattling Bone. You know, we played Rattling Bone on the show. Mm-hmm. A couple of guys from Rattling Bone there. There was Luke from the Highliners was there. We played them on the show. And the drum with Demented I'll Go was there. We played them on the show. I met up with Rob Tyler from Restless. He was there, played them on the show. The Veronas, who I've never actually met the lead singer, Carolina, until last night. What a fantastic woman. And her boyfriend, Glenn, who I met at the Psycho meeting in Spain a few years ago. They were absolutely brilliant, mate. The Veronas, fantastic band. We're going to, and I interviewed them as well, so we'll be playing something by them soonish.
Cool.
Pussycat and the Dirty Johnsons were their usual fantastic selves, and I just had such a laugh watching them, and such a good time. I also met a guy called KV Nick, who I've never met before, who run the Dead and Buried goth dance nights in London for years, and he was down there. I'd never met him before. And the Dark Shadows, absolutely terrific.
Yeah?
Absolutely terrific. Great. And Carly, the bass player, has had a really nice haircut.
Okay.
Yeah, that's right. And I had a chat with Simon Knott, who said thank you ever so much for playing the People Like You bands that he's been sending through, because he said that a lot of the people that they send stuff to, a lot of the sort of radio stations and stuff, they just ignore them. Because it's not suitable. They don't get back to him and say it's not suitable or whatever. They just ignore it. So he said the label really appreciate what we've been doing for them. So
that's
thank
what
you
we,
very
that's
much.
What we do,
them.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So I just, you know, basically, I just had a really brilliant night.
Sounds good.
Fantastic. This week, I've got my shows in Hitchin and Letchworth on Friday and Saturday, and they both feature the brilliant Tony Law, the fantastic Matthew Hardy. If you're around in the Hitchin and Letchworth area, please do come to those. More information on lastminutecomedy.com. Have you got anything this week?
No.
Brilliant. So, yeah. It's always such a joy to converse. So, anyway, my mate JJ, as discussed last week, who is in Crongen, used to watch a band that I sort of did a bit when I was sort of 17, and they were a band from Hitchin called Victims of the Pestilence, right? And I never found anything they released ever, and then I looked online, and you know there's these torrent sites where you can kind of get stuff illegally, basically.
Yes.
Well, I downloaded some Victims of the Pestilence stuff because it was so very long ago, and then it was zipped, and they the WinZip zip file thing had expired, and so I had to buy WinZip so I could unzip the thing so I could get the song. So anyway, I have spoken to them through JJ, and they went, yeah, brilliant, go for it, play it, this will be really funny. This is what the kids were listening to in North Hertfordshire circa 1987, my friend. This is Flowers.
Thank you.
Victims of the Pestilence and Flowers, Tony.
Nice.
Yeah, nice, interesting. I'm going to play something else by them in a few weeks' time as well. Actually, it might not even make it this year. It might be next year now, but it'll be soon. As a little blast from the past for me, really. Now, they haven't got a website to speak of because they split up as a band in the early 90s. There are various bits and bobs of them online. So if you just type in Victims of the Pestilence, you'll find things here and there. So I'm going to give you that point as well, because I'm so nice. Makes it Tony 3, probably the internet 4. Mm. Now, have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, this is getting ridiculous.
I know. Maybe all the twats have gone from the world and it's all the happy place.
Maybe the world is just lovely.
Yeah. It's not. Please do, if you have a twat, please do email me, tony@punkyradio.com, not the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It's that simple. Email me now. All twats appreciated. We miss them. Don't miss twats,
yeah, we
but
do.
I miss
and it's been such a big part of the show for so long.
Mm.
It's mind-boggling that we haven't been getting any through. Maybe people are just so angry they can't pick the twat to send.
They're shaking with anger. They can't type.
Yeah, they can't type. It's possible. So what are you going to do instead, Tony, in this your section?
As previously mentioned, we like your iTunes reviews, and I'm going to read out the US iTunes reviews.
Excellent.
We still need more. We've got a couple, but if you do have iTunes, everyone must have by now, please do review us. 5 stars only, and we'll read them out. easy way to do it, go to punkyradio.com on the left, an iTunes link, hit that, it will open up iTunes with our music store page where you can review us. You'll need to log in to an account. So log in, review us 5 stars, and we'll read them out. I read the US, Paul is the UK. If you're not in either, email me tony@punkyradio.com and we'll read out your review.
Yeah, and really, it's really important, if you haven't done it yet, that you do review us at iTunes, because it gets the show more listeners. I'm not really entirely sure why the reviews would move you up the chart, but the more reviews you get, the higher up the chart they go, the higher up the chart they go, the more listeners you get, the more listeners hear the music, the more listeners buy the music, everything keeps going, everyone's happy, alternative music remains a happy place.
Exactly.
Yes. So just fucking do it.
So do it. Right. Here are the two we've had since I last read them out. Best of the best. Used to listen to this podcast weekly, fell behind a bit. I love these guys. Keep up the great music, comedy, etc. That's some silly Lux TC.
Right, silly, we'll catch Lux up.
Yes, exactly.
Well, but thank you very much for the review. We do appreciate it.
And a new one. A dandy show. These two blokes are alright. I have been a listener for the past year and I have enjoyed every show. I'm not sure how the music has evolved over the years, but currently they are predominantly psychobilly centric. Not that that is a bad thing, lots of hardcore and pop punk from all over the world thrown in, and there you have a wholesome punk rock show. Always good for a laugh and definitely rocking tunes. This is one of the better podcasts out there for music, if you're into that sort of thing. And that's from Todd K. User. Todd K. User.
Thank you very much, Todd, and depending on when you did that review, we did have a few weeks when we did play quite a lot of psychobilly, but as a rule, there's only one or two tracks per show maximum, aren't
there? Yeah, I think it's a fair mix. So, yeah.
This week, the first song's a fair mix.
But
this
week
is all nuts.
They're both 5-star reviews, just thought I'd mention that. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, exactly. Thank you both so much. So that's about it. We'll get on with the last song, shall we?
Yep, that's it. Yep.
Oh, you know, I said we'd calm down in this second bit. I couldn't stay calm. I couldn't do it, Tony.
Okay.
I've been listening to some of the new demos from The Scourge, yeah, and Captain Marvels has surpassed himself. Some of these songs are so funny. I can't wait for the new album when it comes out. We'll be playing a couple more Scourge tracks. And I know that it means we'll be going from The Scourge into The Scourge, but this is just a great way to end this show, because this, to me, sums up punky as well, this song. What I want to know is, Tony, what is The Scourge's website?
Isn't it thescourge.co.uk?
It is. It's an honourable draw. Cool. Tony 4, Paulie B the Internet 4, me lucky nips.
Stop, no one knows. They look like two elephants in a tent having a fight.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
me
yeah.
Lucky nips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
me
yeah.
Lucky nips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
me
yeah.
Lucky nips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
them
yeah.
Lucky nips. Bob's brass poking out. Do they need a little nuzzle? I'll be gentle with me hands. Treat them both. Like me grands.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Me lucky nips.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Me lucky nips.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Me lucky nips.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
them
yeah.
Me lucky nips. I won't need any assistance. They stop doing the motorboat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
me
yeah.
Me lucky nips.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Me lucky nips. Lucky nips.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Lucky nips.
buy a canyon, bunch of guns.
That was The Scourge, and this is The Scourge, Tony.
Nice.
Yeah. Scourge-tastic. And that was a track called Me Lucky Nips. I'm hoping that makes it onto the album. There are some great, great songs on there. It's going to be a beauty. One thing I haven't mentioned this week is Word of the Week. We haven't had a Word of the Week for a while. And we accidentally got one this week via Twitter.
Okay.
When I was just pissed off with everything the other day, and I just put on Twitter, oh, fuck Twitter. Right? And got a reply from Arstus Rastus that said, is that the equivalent of a screaming orgasm for quiet girls? Yeah, it is. It's a little fuck Twitter. So that's if you have a word of the week, do email poorlybe@punkyradio.com. Type in your email, word of the week. We do like them. I think we've given you enough to do this week. There's probably a couple of things you can just remind people about their time.
Yep, so I need your twat, really, the main predominant one. Tony@punkyradio.com, my twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. Turn to the Facebook comments, the new Google Plus wall. If you have any suggestions for that, please do email me, Tony@punkyradio.com, or drop us a comment on our new wall, or finally a podcast alley votes. Always welcome, as it's a new month and we've not had many this month.
Yes, is that as much as you want to talk about there?
We can also, don't forget our internet radio stations that we are on, which
very
is
good.
Huskunk.com, Roach Radio, which is the internet talk superstation now. We're on Mover Radio, MOVA Radio.com. We're on Channel 2, the hard drive. And finally on Podunk Radio.com.
And what a pleasure and a joy it is to be and to be on those stations. And thank you all so much, those of you listening online right now. But I have to say, online listeners, we don't hear from you very often. Do something about it.
Just drop us an email.
Oh, I'm getting all school teachery. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.